to Playhouse in the Morning.
Sleeping in? We get it. We'll still be here when you're ready to face the day.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
The Valley's number one hit music station, playing all the hits, is Y94. We are the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Zero, Rat, Maggie. Now, in the lobby, we have a very special guest waiting to come into the studio. But before we bring her in here, I want to sort of just remind you of one of our friends from the Sanford Y94 Cares for Kids Radiothon that benefits the Cares for Kids Hospital, the Sanford Children's Hospital in downtown Fargo. Every single February we do this. This is the story of Gracie.
A year ago, January, Grace started to have some problems. We wound up seeing a doctor back in Thief River, actually, who discovered the cancer in her leg and then directed us down to Fargo to Roger Maris and the hospital down here.
She dropped the phone and burst into tears. The doctor just confirmed her fears. Her husband held it in and held her tight.
It's a kick in the stomach or a stab in the heart. I mean, I don't honestly know that words can describe how a person feels when you hear those words that you're told that your child has cancer.
Cancer don't discriminate.
There's weak moments and there's strong moments. There's moments you don't think you can get through, and somehow you do.
He said, I know that you're afraid, and I am too. But you'll never be alone, I promise you. When you're weak, I'll be strong. When you let go, I'll hold on. And when you need to cry, I swear that I'll be there to dry your eyes. When you feel lost and scared to death, like you can't take one more step, just take my hand, together we can do it. I'm gonna love you through it.
As a mom, you just have this feeling. I just knew there was something wrong. And then when the words are told to you, it's like, oh my gosh. And you feel guilty because I kept telling myself I should have kept pushing and pushing.
She said, I don't think I can do this anymore. He took her in his arms and said, that's what my love is.
Dr. Gabrinsky has done so well at informing her.
He said, Grace and Mom and Dad, you have two questions. Am I going to lose my hair and am I going to die? And he said, no, you're not going to die, Grace. I'm not going to let that happen. But yes, you're going to lose your hair. I'm sorry, but it will grow back. But we'll still have Grace when it's done and over with. And we will get you through this.
We found it, and soon she'll be cancer-free. Yeah, it has made me stronger.
I'm gonna love you through it.
Maybe you remember the story of Grace from the Cares for Kids Radiothon. Y94, the number one hit music station, home of the Playhouse in the Morning.
And that's kind of one of the things about the Cares for Kids Radiothon, is it allows our community to get behind these kids and really show we're supporting them. And we're happy to have Todd rejoin us. And do you want to give us kind of an update, what's been going on since we last talked to you?
Well, since we were here last, Grace finished up her treatment from that cancer. And we went almost a whole year from May to just about this past May doing checks and everything was good. But then this past May, we were told that Grace's cancer had recurred. The cancer's come back in her lungs. And we went through a brief stint of doing some outpatient chemo that did not work. And now we're in the process of doing 5-day inpatient treatments and waiting to see in another month or so here, we'll find out how those treatments are going and we'll be moving on from there.
And Todd reached out to us and basically had said that he was willing to move heaven and earth for his daughter. And she's a big Taylor Swift fan. In fact, I understand she's been speaking for some groups and they even hooked her up with tickets.
Yeah, Grace has been fortunate. Our whole family has, I guess, that we're involved with the Outdoor Adventure Foundation. Their office is right here in Fargo. And those folks had done a couple of things for Grace and taken her on a couple of hunting trips. And in the meantime, one of the directors from the foundation called here a couple of weeks ago and asked if Grace would be interested in going to the Taylor Swift concert. And absolutely, of course, she thought that was fantastic. They came up with 4 tickets for her and a couple of friends to be able to go.
Well, and here's the cool thing, and I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
But we already, so Grace is going to the show. Gracie's going to the show. If you wouldn't mind, if we could grab her from the lobby and play a song, we'll grab her in the lobby. We actually can make that a cooler experience yet.
Sounds good.
It's something we would love to do. And it happens next.
The Valley's number one hit music station. Y94. Oh,
yeah. Oh, today was a fairy tale. Taylor Swift on Y94, the Valley's number one hit music station, playing all the hits. We're Zero, Rad, and Maggie, the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Now, a couple of minutes ago, we played for you the story of one of our friends from the Cares for Kids Radiothon, Gracie, who is in the studio. Hi, Gracie.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
I'm probably real tired, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
I am so sorry we drug you out of bed this morning so early.
It's okay.
You know, I do it to these two, too. I go and I actually wake them up at their house, and they don't appreciate it at all.
No, it's actually kind of scary.
Well, Maggie really doesn't like it. I think Rat kind of likes when I go and I wake him up with a hot cup of cocoa.
Yeah, and a little nuzzle.
Yeah, it's just kind of nice. So, we heard you were going to the Taylor Swift show tomorrow.
Yep.
That's got to be kind of fun, something cool to do.
Yeah, it'll be really fun.
Are you bringing a bunch of your friends and stuff?
2 of my friends.
Favorite Taylor Swift song?
My favorite Taylor Swift song is Ronin.
Okay. Also, Taylor Swift and all these boyfriends, what are your feelings?
Overwhelming.
That's what the boyfriends say, too.
Right?
If you had a guy that just broke your heart and you made a bunch of money off that song, I mean, that would be pretty good revenge, though. You got to admit that.
I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. I heard that she and Mr. Harry Styles of One Direction might be getting back together. I don't know if you think that's a good guy for her or not.
I don't really like One Direction.
No.
So no.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Oddly enough, she didn't for a while, too, right after they broke up. She was like, ugh, these guys suck. Well, we heard that you were going to the show, and we have these very cool Y94 Red Tour Taylor Swift t-shirts, and we were thinking it might be cool if you would be willing to wear that. You and all your friends would be willing to wear that at the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be cool?
Yeah.
But then also, we wanted you to wear that because we would want you to be wearing our shirt that says Y94 on it when we take you backstage to meet Taylor Swift because we're giving you meet and greets. So I thought that would be nice if you're wearing the shirt, too. I don't know what your feelings are about that.
That'd be okay?
Taylor Swift. Yeah, that would be good.
Are you ready to meet Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's okay, we were thinking we'd bring you back. And
that's amazing.
Yeah. And she's actually very excited to meet you. So I think it's going to be fun. We're going to take you back there. You can hang out. You can take pictures. You can get an autograph. You can give her a hug. Tell her not to date Harry because you don't like One Direction. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. We just want you to meet Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Well, and Grace, we have to say your dad gave us a call, and he really worked hard to make sure that we could bring you backstage so you can meet Taylor.
Yeah.
he called here 57 times.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, let's say 22 times to keep the Taylor Swift thing going. So this is Y94. It's our meet and greets, but Dad made this happen.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know if you want to give Dad a hug or say thank you, Dad, or whatever you want to do. That is all Dad's doing right there. Aww. He really wanted you to meet Taylor Swift. What is the first thing you're going to say to Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
I think you should give her some dating advice.
Dating advice would be good.
Yeah.
This is what speechless looks like. And we're so glad that, I mean, does that make you happy?
Yeah.
Good. Well, we hope you have fun. We hope you enjoy meeting Taylor Swift. And we just want to do something nice for you. So we hope you have a good time.
Thank you.
You can certainly have those shirts.
This is important, by the way. Okay.
You don't need to wear it, but we'd like you to wear it. It's entirely up to you. Thank you. All right, Taylor Swift, Gracie's going to meet her. Have fun, Gracie.
Thanks.
And thank you for getting up so early to come talk to us.
You're welcome.
These two, maybe you guys want to go home and nap, and Gracie stays?
Yeah.
We got her well,
I'm
up
okay
now.
With that.
So. On the way on Y94, the Valley's number one hit music station, we're going to go ahead and play some Daft Punk, Get Lucky, final some Beatdown, Celebrity Sizzler, and we'll see what else we come up with, too, on the way on the show. Hang on.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Y94.